Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome to the first episode of the Superior Man Podcast. And I'm so fucking excited to actually start this podcast, mainly because I've been thinking of so long how I can actually create longer form content where I go very deep into detail on the things that I talk about. But, you know, if I upload a 2-hour video on my YouTube channel or in the Facebook Alpha Players Facebook group or on my Instagram, nobody's going to actually spend that time behind a screen watching it. And I thought about how I listen to podcasts. And when I listen to podcasts, it's mainly because I'm at the gym or I'm driving and I have time to listen to things in depth. And a lot of the topics that I talk about, I really wanted to go in depth and mainly also just show you guys a more real side of me, as if, you know, we were to have a conversation together. And because I also have conversations with a lot of my friends who I find inspiring, whether it's business people, whether it's people in the dating industry. And I was like, think about, oh, fuck, I would love to have a conversation with this person and be able to enjoy it and laugh and show people the real side of these conversations, but also allow people to be motivated by them, allow people to be inspired by these conversations and take away something that can help them become the most superior version of themselves. So first off, welcome to the Superior Man Podcast. Super excited to start this. And what I wanted to really start with, because I was talking to one of my friends, Michael Trillstein, who works for another good friend of mine, Brandon Carter. And he was telling me, like, dude, you need to get your story out more. Like, I haven't heard your story at all. And I'm sure a lot of the guys who are listening to you also haven't heard your story. And your story can probably help them and motivate them and inspire them to push forward whenever they're faced with adversity. So I thought, how can I share my story in the best way possible to you guys in depth so that you can actually take away something from it and learn something from it and apply it to also your own life? Because let's be honest, I don't want to sit here for an hour and just share my story for the sake of a story. We want to learn how we can actually apply it, okay? So basically, I'm going to talk about how I got into teaching dating advice. But before we get into that, I wanted to go way back into when I was a little munchkin, a 5-year-old Mo, or as long as I can remember, like a lot of the memories that I had was from when I was 4 or 5 years old, and how my life was growing up. And to be honest, my life wasn't the greatest. And I see this a common problem with a lot of the guys who are born in the Middle East or they have immigrant families. This is something that they face. And I was born in a household where, you know, I dealt with a lot of traumas. I dealt with constantly seeing my parents fight, not only verbally and mentally and emotionally, but physically. You know, I would watch my parents, you know, fight each other to the point where my mom would hold a knife to my dad. And I'd be a 5-year-old kid, just absolutely couldn't do anything in those moments. I'd watch my dad slap my mom and pull her by the hair and beat her and then beat my sisters. And then I would have my mom and sisters beat me for some reason. And every single day of my life growing up, I would see that. That was my life. Just constantly wondering, when is the next time that I'm going to be physically or mentally or emotionally abused? And it also didn't help that both sides of the family hated each other. And anytime I would see any family member, it would be constant talks and gossip and just complete toxicity around a fucking 5-year-old child trying to make a child take over the other side or, you know, love the other side more than the other.
And to be honest, the worst part of all of this was that anytime that I would meet new people as a child, they would say, oh my God, he's so shy, he's so cute. So subconsciously, I started to think that if I was shy, if I didn't talk to people, if I held back, that's a good thing. People actually like that. Now, obviously, in the real world, when I started growing up and I had to make friends and, you know, started having to socialize with people, I had the hardest time. Like, I literally could not talk to people. I would get to a point where I would either have to put on a mask and hide my personality and act like someone else, or I would start shaking. I would start getting nervous. My palms would start sweating, and I could not socialize with people. And the worst part of all of this is that I didn't even know that there was another route. I didn't even know that I could be someone else, that I could socialize with people if I chose to. And on top of that, everything I was doing, all of the habits that I had were not serving me. I was eating potato chips every day growing up and McDonald's, and I became overweight. I was made fun of. I was bullied in the school for my race. I was called things like sand N-word, and I was constantly bullied, and people called me terrorist. And these things did not help me when it came to socializing and being in society. And not only was I overweight, not only was I bullied, not only was I abused growing up, but on top of that, I thought that being shy was a good thing because that's how I was subconsciously picking things up whenever people looked at me as a child and said that. But also, I was playing video games nonstop. I was watching porn nonstop. I was addicted to stimulation from the video games. And pretty much, I was like this fat kid in a cave just playing video games and eating like shit. And I was in this constant haze of depression, confusion. I had OCD, I had clinical depression. And these things is what I thought life was all about. It's like I just thought that that's life, that this is it. This is my life. And, at the time, I had three friends. We were very close, and they were just kind of like me. They'd grown up in fucked up homes and gone through all these messed up experiences. And I remember one of my friends, he came to me one day and he's like, "Yo, I found this guy. His name is Mystery and Neil Strauss." And I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about, dude?" And he's like, "Trust me, just show up to friend number two's home and I'll tell you all about it." And this guy would pretty much put seminars for us, reiterating the stuff that he was learning from a guy, Mystery, who is one of the founders of the pickup community. And he started his own show, VH1's Pickup Artist. And he was teaching us all of the stuff that Mystery was teaching to others. And for once in my life, I was like, holy shit, there is this world of guys who are using these tactics and techniques in order to get laid. And at that time, I didn't know the first thing about women. Like, I have people asking me all the time, like, how do I even get out of the friend zone? And I'm like, dude, I don't know the answer to that because I was never in the friend zone to fucking begin with. Like, I didn't talk to girls at all. I didn't even know the first thing about socializing with women. And so when I found out about this whole pickup artist world, I was like, holy shit, there's like these guys who are like cracking the code behind being able to sleep with women as a loser. Like, that's what it was all about. It's like, oh, I'm a loser and I want to fuck hot girls. And these guys have cracked the code. And so we decided to strike up the courage to, start going out and applying all of this information. And I went out for 4 months every single day with my two friends. And we would go up to this mall. And for 4 months, I couldn't approach a girl. I had so much fear and anxiety that for 4 months, it took me 4 months to do my very first approach. And the only reason I did the approach was because my friend called me a pussy. And at the time, I was so mad that I was like, I'm gonna have to approach this old ass woman just so that this guy stops calling me a pussy. And so I approached this old woman. And at the time, we were also peacocking. It's basically a term to wear ridiculous clothing that gains attention. And I was wearing this eagle necklace and a massive, bright pink G-Shock watch. It was also fake. I got it from like China or something. I ordered it. And I go up to her and I say, "Excuse me, do you have the time?" Like, I was like stuttering because I was so nervous. And she looked at me and she's like, "You have a watch." And it was just this big, fucking, massive watch. And it was the most awkward thing. And I immediately left. But I remember thinking after that, I was like, holy shit, I just did something that I didn't even think was possible. Like I did something that I didn't think was part of who I am. Like I didn't even know I had the capability of doing that. And it fucking hit me in that moment that my decisions, my actions dictate my identity and not the other way around. Throughout my entire life, all these shit experiences I've been through, I assumed that my identity and the shit that I'd been through dictated all of my life events.
And in that moment, I realized that it was the complete opposite. That my actions, my behaviors, my habits, that's what actually dictates who I am and my identity. And so I went on this binge of just watching pickup videos and dating advice and going out there nonstop applying it. And for 2 years, I was going out every single day, nonstop, just every fucking day. I would take breaks here and there, but for 2 years, I was going out every single day. Now, what happened in that 2 years is I went out for a few months and I kept approaching and I was doing the pickup artist mystery method stuff and none of it was working. And I went back into a depression. And I was like, this is all bullshit. This is a fucking scam. This shit doesn't work. This isn't for me. And I went into a depression. I went back to my old habits always. But my friend kept going out. My one friend kept going out. And I remember I went out to a mall with him one day. And he approaches this girl complete out of random. Like I'm in middle of the conversation and he just leaves and approaches this girl. And I remember I was just like standing there awkwardly and creepishly, just kind of watching them from the distance. And he ends up spending 10 minutes with her, talking 10 minutes with her. Then they start walking. I'm like, what the fuck? Where are they walking to? And they go to a coffee shop. They sit down and it seems like they're on a date. And then they get up after a while and they start making out. And he gets her number and they leave. And I'm like, what the fuck? What just happened in front of me? I did not, like, I couldn't even believe it. And I looked at him. I'm like, what just happened? He's like, yeah, I've been doing this. Like, it's this thing called Insta Dates. And he'd just been doing it just because he practiced game and going out and meeting women. And I was like, yo, you got to teach me everything. Like, I'm going to start coming out with you. I'll listen to whatever you have to say. Just teach me everything. And we were going out together every single day. And I started getting better and better and better and better. And it got to a point where I was going up to girls and making out with them within like literally a few seconds or a few minutes. And then I was doing the craziest shit. And I just kept wanting to push the edge. I was making girls get on their knees in the middle of the street, like willingly, not like by force or anything, but willingly, like they were proud of almost doing it. I was making girls make out with each other. I was making sisters both make out with me. Like the craziest fucking shit. And then my friend started learning off of me. He's like, whoa. Like he started seeing me push the edge. And we started calling ourselves the deadly duo because it was just insane. Like our combination was just like lightning and thunder. It was just absolute insanity. Whenever we would go out, we would create social hubs where we were just like celebrities and we would go to events and concerts and festivals and malls and wherever we were picking up women and successfully doing it in such a way that it was just like impossible for us to fail. Any woman that we went up to, we're like, yep, we can have her. And this continued for a while. And I was like, holy fuck, this needs to be out more. And I decided at that point, I wanted to become an instructor. I wanted to teach people. And I started teaching people, my friends and stuff, and I wasn't good at it at all. Some of them even said that it was a waste of their time that I was even trying to teach them. Now, obviously, there is the aspect of like people who pay, they pay attention and they value it more and they actually want this area of their life fixed. But at the time, I wasn't really good. And so I went on this long mission of finding the right mentors, learning from them how to coach. I learned from guys like Vadim from Honest Signals. I befriended guys like Austin Summers. I learned from some of the big giants in the industry, going to their seminars, just constantly taking notes, constantly getting better and better and better, to the point where the person I am now, I don't even know what that person was 7 years ago. Like the person I look back on 7 years ago, I don't even know what that was. It's like a distant memory and I don't even remember who that person is. I've had such amazing experiences in my life through this that I'm a completely different human being. And I was able to date models, and not just like IG models, but like real cover models. I was able to have the sexual experiences that I didn't even imagine to be possible, like orgies and threesomes and harems and just the craziest shit. And at this point in my life, I live in a 4-story amazing big home in the middle of Toronto with my beautiful, amazing girlfriend, and we travel and do fun shit together. And I've built this amazing lifestyle where I wake up and I feel purposeful, I feel driven, I feel happy, I feel fulfilled, I have an amazing sex life, I have an amazing supportive girlfriend, and everything is just the way I imagined it to be. Now, you might be listening to this and you might be in a place in your life where you don't think that this stuff is possible for you. You might be listening to this and being like, well, no, he did that, but he had this and this advantage. Well, the truth is, I came from the worst place possible. And I still, through consistent action, through believing that through consistent action, I was able to do this, through also learning from multiple mentors, paying people, traveling all over the world, learning from guys like Tony Robbins, Chris Lee from Next Level Training, learning from NLP practitioners, and consistently gaming and going out and meeting women by learning from these different mentors and trying new things and innovating and seeing what worked and writing field reports and consistently doing that over the last 7 years. And it may seem like a long time, but over the last 7 years, I've been able to build the lifestyle of my dreams through this, build the career of my dreams, build the relationship of my dreams, build the lifestyle of my dreams, where I literally have celebrity and influencer friends, and I have the perfect woman, and I have the perfect home, I have the perfect things in my life, I'm purposeful, and I'm able to make an impact on other people. But none of this would have been possible if I didn't believe in myself in the beginning. None of this would have been possible if I didn't take that consistent action and I didn't learn from mentors and put pretty much my half of my entire life into it. At the time, I was working a shitty job, and any time that I had off, I remember working 8 to 12 hours a day sometimes, getting off, getting on a bus to go west 30 minutes to a place called Wonderland, which is like a theme park, just to talk to 10 women or 10, 15 minutes to women before the place closed down. Then I would get on a bus back for 30 minutes. And during that time, I would write field reports. During that time, I would listen to audiobooks or videos about pickup and dating and game advice. Now, a lot of them actually made me worse, to be honest. And that's why I really wanted to kind of impact people's area in this field, because I realized the shit that I learned from all these quote unquote pickup artists, first of all, half of them aren't getting the results that they actually say they are. Most of them are fucking full of shit. Second, a lot of the stuff that they say aren't empowering you to create that identity of an attractive man. So that's why I started this YouTube channel and this business, because I wanted to really help people become that guy who's naturally good with women. And so, you know, through all of these years, I was able to do that from even having the worst experiences in my life early on. So point of this podcast, point of this episode is to kind of inspire you, no matter where you are in your life right now, you have to realize that the things that you have in your life aren't because of who you are, but who you are is because of the things that you have and do and habits and behaviors that you have in your life. Does that make sense? So the way that you overcome any challenge, the way that you create the lifestyle that you truly want, is by having the habits, the behaviors, the attitude, the mindset of that guy who is attractive and gets with women. And simply taking consistent action over a long period of time, eventually you will become that guy. Eventually you will have that identity. And because you will have that identity, you will have the things that you want. Versus the other way around, most people think that, oh, well, I'm this, this, and this type of person, therefore I have this, this, and this in my life. No, it's the complete fucking opposite. So one thing that you can do to make sure that you don't make the mistake that other guys are making is, in this episode, I'll probably leave a link so that you can actually download an ebook that I created, The 11 Biggest Mistakes That Men Make With Women. And I created this ebook because I wanted to, you know, this is something that I would have wanted to learn or read when I first started my journey. And if I had read these things, it would have saved me fucking years. I spent 7-8 years, almost a decade, learning attraction, psychology, women, men, mating, everything absolutely I possibly can, coaching, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and just really diving deep into these topics. And I wish I learned these 11 things before I started, because it would have saved me probably 5 years. So what I want you to do, first of all, make sure that you're subscribed to this podcast, because I'm going to be coming out with absolute fucking gold. I'm also going to be interviewing a bunch of people. But also make sure that you leave a comment on this episode and on this podcast. This way we get it out to more people and more people can view it and actually take action and create the lifestyles that they desire. And if you want to help other people, this is the best way you can, by actually reviewing this podcast will make it more available to others. But also click that link that I'm going to leave. If the link's not there, it's just modatingtips.com/11mistakes, and you will be able to get access to that. But the link should be there. So just click on that, read that ebook. It's absolutely free. And I hoped that you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to talking to you soon. All right, guys, take care.